For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner says it's about time that lawmakers have someone to look into reports of sexual harassment at the state capitol. The governor recently said reports of harassment at the state house are unacceptable. He also blamed lawmakers for leaving the legislature's inspector general's office vacant for 2 years. Also, thousands of Illinois employees could be in line for a raise, but they may want to hold off on spending that money too soon. An appeals court recently ruled that Governor Rauner cannot block what are called step raises, pay bumps for longevity, but that doesn't mean the raises will be paid. The court also said that Illinois Labor Relations Board needs to make the final decision as to whether the state of Illinois will or should pay the raises. For more local news, visit our website at effinghamradio.com or download the Effingham Radio app. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.
I'm Cole Lauterbach, and this is the Illinois Radio Network. The state has information available online about the new Invest in Kids Act. The program allows taxpayers to get up to a 75% tax credit on qualifying contributions to an approved scholarship granting organization. Grants would be available for children attending a school of their parents' choice. More information is available at tax.illinois.gov. The program was part of the compromise in the recently enacted school funding reform plan. Whether or not union contract pay increases should be granted without a contract is heading back to the Illinois Labor Relations Board after a state appeals court ruled that the Rauner administration violated labor law. There hasn't been a contract since the summer of 2015. Governor Bruce Rauner says that there's an impasse. The AFSCME union said that there's not. The issue is likely to be resolved by the state Supreme Court sometime next year. For the Illinois Radio Network, I'm Cole Lauterbach.